stuff that is not easy to talk about, remember? He touched the fruit. He didn't kick the fruit. So his hand will be cut off. And all of this is for what? Is for that guy to come and say, I'm sorry, I did it to you. But this guy now is different. Remember? Pulling and opening. When his eye is open, he will say, you shouldn't be sorry because I know I did it myself. This is what we are talking about. When your eyes is open, you will see your sin, your shortcoming. And you will see why some bad thing is happening to you. Because you are making it happen. But before this, you cannot see it. Not you. Nobody will see it. Because we don't know the depth of all those stuff, temptation, weaknesses. All that he counted was strange to you. We're talking about this. So there is weakness, there is the power of temptation, there is the hunger for something, there is even serious desire to have something that when you were 4 years old, the neighbor's boy had it, you didn't have it, you want to have it even now that you are an old man and you cannot even play with it. All of this is there, but nobody looks at it. We are talking about a transformation, to learn from the people who are transformed, Abdal. Learn from those people and see it in advance. Then you know what you're doing. Of course not picking the fruit is difficult, but that is not the problem. That silly promise is the problem. If that silly stuff wasn't there, okay, the fruit is offered to you, even the branch comes down to you, good for you. But no, that decision making inside, that ego who is planning for impossible. Because deep down, every single fellow I have ever seen wants to control the universe and knows what's the best for everyone. So many genius people I saw. This is what it is, to understand that, yes, there are hidden factors. But that is not the problem. Promising something because I just like it or prefer it is the start of all these troubles. Yes? Yes?
I violated...
No, wait a minute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, this may be silly, but they keep calling him a dervish, and then he's an Abdal and a sheikh. Is that because his eyes have been opened?
Exactly. It's changed. He was a dervish, always, in this paragraph. Because he's been changed, because we are talking about that change. That's the subject of conversation here. The guy is just a fellow. Yes?
He said, I know the cause of this. I recognize my sin. I violated the sanctity of his oaths. His oaths. Therefore, his judgment took my right hand away. I broke my covenant and knew it was evil, so that in consequence of my breaking it, that ill omen, audacity, reached my hand. May my hand and my foot and brain and skin be offered in sacrifice, O Governor, to the decree of the Beloved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, up to here he's almost a good guy, right? He did just one mistake, and now he's a good guy. He accepts the responsibility and will say, this is it. I did it myself. Now, here to the next. Yes?
'Twas my destined lot. I absolve thee from this. Thou didst not know. Thou hast no guilt. And he that knew, he is the one whose command is carried into execution. Where is the power of struggling with God? Oh, many the bird flying in search of grain whose gullet was cut by its gullet. Oh, many the bird that through its belly.
Okay, what is this many stuff that we are going to see again and again and again? What was that? You said, not only I'm not angry about you, I accept this. This was my special portion because I was doing it. Now he talks about, yes, his Abdal is changed. Now he says, not only I'm not angry with you, I believe that this is what happened to me because I didn't get this point. That it's not always the same way. Haha. Let's talk about that logic that you admire very much, right? Bringing in the rule, and by that rule, we'll foresee the future, we'll do this, we'll plan, we'll do all of that, right? This is the part of our life. Here, they will say, okay, but let's look at it carefully. Is there any rule, really? First of all, could there be rule about the stuff that they have? They are so different, they have nothing to do with each other. There is no rule for that. There are complications here and there, but let's talk about the first rule of being a human being. What is the rule over there? What is human being? As far as we know now, there is no human being. There are one different stuff. None of them are the same. The genetic is just for you. The lines here on your finger is just you. So what's the rule here? There is something in between. The rules have a limitation because deep down, did I tell you that every person is different? What about the quarks? Even the quarks. Quark is the subdivision of atomic particle. They are different, they have attitudes. And this is the new science I'm talking about. The scientific language calls it attitude. But the quarks. Every single atom in this universe is unique. So what's the rule? We forget about that uniqueness. Yes, there are rules, but there are exceptions as well. And we think about that exception. Why? Because we are exceptional and we are the only one who learns, who could understand what the exception means. For animals, there is no exception. Everything is rule. Rule is not for us. Understanding the exception is for us. Because normally, the rule is, you come here, you're born, you do some silly stuff, and you die no matter what. So what? Is that the rule of my life? All the spiritual stuff, all the cultural stuff I'm involved in has nothing to do with that. Coming to this world and dying out, which is the animal rule. I know a fellow that I think he's trying to die for 800 years, but he's still alive. It's different. We humans, we should learn that difference. We should learn the extra dimension which is made for us. And because it's a new dimension, we should discover it. It's not out yet. Yes? Now here, the differences.
Oh, many the bird that through its belly and pangs of hunger was made captive in a cage on the edge of a terrace. Oh, many the fish that, because of its gullet's greed, was caught by a hook in the water, hard to reach. who made the chaste woman in a curtained bower that was brought to open shame by the misfortune of lust and gluttony. O many the learned and honest judge that was disgraced by greed and barbary. Nay, in the case of Harut and Marut, that wine debarred them from ascending to heaven.
Do you remember that, Harut and Marut? We talked about it, but a very good exception over there. What is the point here? We say, look around. Whatever you see is changing. The experience will show us. There are so many glasses fallen from the hand without being broken. There are these exceptional stuff happening all over around, but we don't want to accept them because the rule is easy, is simple. I learn the rule and that's it. No, it's not like that. I can show you so many different stuff. The fish which is cut because of this, the other fish is cut because of that. It's a complicated system. We shouldn't oversimplify it here to understand it. You should understand that the essence of existence is change. The essence of the change is the creator. Everything is changing. This is the most famous saying of a very young sheikh. He said, and the other philosopher who based his philosophy upon this, that the essence of existence is change. Nothing remains the same. You think that you put on a stone somewhere and cover it up, it will remain the same? No, even that will change. Longer time, that's it. Everything is changing. So you should know that it's changing. Do not make a rule like putting it with the name, now this is. For tomorrow, you should be ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow is not a repetition of today. Today, you learn, tomorrow is responsibility, again, and again, and again. That's what it is. So, notice the changes, yes?
On this account, Bayazet took precaution. He absorbed in himself remissness in the performance of the ritual prayer. When that possessor of the marrow meditated concerning the cause, he perceived that the cause was much water drinking.
What was that about? A silly story, made up story. Okay, it's about Bayazid, but it is made up. Why? It's quite obvious. We were talking about a dervish with a wish that I will not touch the fruit. The fruit should come to me. In trouble, we'll say. This Bayazid, one day he wanted to pray and he saw that he's not that willing to pray. What is this about? I drank too much water. For 1 year he didn't drink water and God helped him to do it. Means, even do not make a cliche out of this story I told you. Because he thought, okay, it was 5 days and the fellow resisted. No. The other guy could do it for 1 year. It's not like that. I mean, do not make rules. Be careful. Because impossible is possible. How did he say it? Impossible, c'est pas un mot français. That's what Napoleon said, I believe. Impossible is not a French word. Yes?
He said, for a year I will not drink water. He acted accordingly, and God bestowed on him the power to abstain. This was his least penance for the religious sake. He became a sultan and the pole of the Gnostics. Since the ascetic's hand had been cut off by reason of his gullet, he closed the door of complaint. His name amongst the people came to be Sheikh Akhtar, the calamities, which he severed because of his gullet made him well known by his name.